FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN has been put on the spotlight as one of four provinces significantly contributing to the national murder rate. Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu is briefing the media on crime statistics for the fourth quarter of the 2024-25 financial year. He says most categories of crime dropped between January and March when compared to the same period last year.
Yet when compared to the same period last year, the current statistics offer some encouragement. Among the top 30 police stations for murder, 13 stations registered lower counts and 2 stations recorded no change. We'll continue to intensify efforts to reduce the overall murder rate in the country and other crimes.
Mkhunu has, however, admitted that challenges remain, especially in sexual offences like rape, which have increased. KZN recorded the highest rape numbers, contributing 19.9% to the national total, followed by Gauteng with 19.1%.
These are deeply concerning trends that demand renewed focus and urgent intervention. Let me be unequivocal. Every crime that is reported in South Africa is recorded and accounted for by South African police service, whether it occurs in urban or rural areas.
In other news, tributes are pouring in for late ANC stalwart and anti-apartheid activist Gertrude Shoppe. She passed away at her home in Gauteng yesterday at the age of 99. Shoppe was the former president of the ANC Women's League, head of the ANC Women's Section in Exile, and a member of the ANC NEC. The presidency spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya, says she made a monumental contribution to creating a free and inclusive South Africa.
South Africa has lost an eminent national heroine and a mother to our nation. Ma Shoppe, as she was affectionately known, was a recipient in 2003 of the Official Order for Meritorious Service, Silver, which recognized South Africans who had rendered exceptional public service.
And British newspaper The Telegraph has agreed a deal that will see it purchased by US investment group Redbird Capital Partners has bought the Telegraph Media Group for almost 12 billion rand. The agreement comprises the 170-year-old paper's print and online operations and concludes a protracted sale lasting around 2 years. And finally, a video on social media showing a cat smuggling drugs into a prison in Costa Rica has gone viral. Authorities intercepted the cat at the Pokoki Penitentiary, carrying over 200 grams of marijuana, 68 grams of heroin, and rolling papers strapped to its back. Officials seized the drugs and turned the cat over to the country's animal health services. Animals have also been captured smuggling drugs in Panama and Sri Lanka. The top story this hour, KZN has been put on the spotlight as one of four provinces significantly contributing to the national murder rate in the fourth quarter. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.